This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
First, topping our news at 3, a busy news day today. We begin. All 7 members of the Chicago Board of Education are the latest casualties of Mayor Johnson's effort to oust the CEO of the school district, announcing in a joint statement with the mayor's office that they will turn in their resignations by the end of the month. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore has the update live from City Hall. Craig.
Oh, Lisa, this is how we're doing Fridays around here. Mayor Johnson this week said he had not asked public school CEO Pedro Martinez to resign, though Martinez said otherwise. And Wednesday, reporters asked the mayor about rumors that some school board members were on the verge of quitting, and he said those were rumors. The board backed Martinez in rejecting the mayor's plan for new short-term debt to help pay for a teacher's contract.
But this is not about one person. Hundreds of thousands of families need our public education system to finally be right and to do right. I'm going to do that.
In a joint statement with the school board, the mayor says all current members will resign this month as part of the transition to a partially elected board, and none of them will come back to the new board. The statement says they all agree that setting a strong foundation now is necessary to serve the best interest of students and families in the schools. Live at City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Craig, thank you so much. When is something misleading but not false? Well, that's something the U.S. Supreme Court says it will decide in this coming term when it hears an appeal by convicted former Chicago Alderman Patrick Daley Thompson. A jury found him guilty in 2022 of tax fraud and lying to bank regulators, but his attorneys will argue that his statements were misleading but not false, and therefore not illegal under the law. Thompson is the nephew of former Mayor Richard M. Daley. A DuPage County judge today finds a Naperville woman not guilty by reason of insanity in the stabbing of 2 girls she'd been babysitting in Lisle a year ago. WBBM's Sarah Herrera just got off the phone with the state's attorney's office. She's here at the anchor desk with an update. Sarah.
Lisa, 52-year-old Jennifer Kakochis said she believed the 1 and 4-year-old girls she was watching were spying on her and said she obeyed an auditory hallucination according to a psychiatric evaluation accepted by the judge. The DuPage County state's attorney says she was acquitted of attempted murder and aggravated battery, with the judge citing her inability to appreciate her actions' criminality. Kakochis, who has a history of mental illness and alcohol use, has been ordered to undergo evaluation at a state mental health hospital for treatment options. Reporting live from the anchor desk, Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Thank you, Sarah. Now to Northwest Indiana, where an investigation continues after a deadly shooting last night in the parking lot of a liquor store in Hammond. It happened outside Nick's Liquors on Calumet. Police say a fight inside the store spilled out into the parking lot when 2 men were shot, one in the chest and died at the scene. A second is recovering from gunshot wounds to the chin and shoulder. So far, no one in custody. An independent Westside grocery store says a new funding boost from the state will give them a chance to plant permanent roots.
We're transforming a 70-year-old building that was a thrift store into a grocery store, and you cannot imagine the magnitude of that undertaking.
Founding 40 Acres Fresh Market in 2018 to address a lack of access to affordable fresh produce in the Austin neighborhood, CEO Liz Abuna received $2.5 million from the city in 2022 with the goal of using that money for construction costs associated with transitioning her business from pop-up and farmers market model to brick and mortar at 5713 West Chicago Avenue. 40 Acres now among recipients sharing in $7.9 million in state grants, out of which Abuna's portion is $750,000. The difference in this funding, that it can be used toward operational costs, including labor.
We're about 90% complete with construction. As soon as we can get occupancy, we'll be hiring the managers first and then building out our store operations team.
40 Acres Fresh Market delivering fresh produce on demand and through subscription, with a brick and mortar grand opening expected early next year. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It looks like early voting is off to a strong start. More than 1,200 voters cast ballots downtown just yesterday on the first day early voting was available. Board of Elections Chair Maricel Hernandez says she feels the heightened interest in this year's election means the pattern will continue in terms of both early voting and voting by mail. as the news watch continues today. People watching the sky over the Chicago area could get a rare glimpse of the Northern Lights this weekend thanks to a large flare from the sun yesterday. WBBM's Jim Gudas has been talking to the experts. He's here at the Anchor Desk to explain. Hi, Jim.
Lisa, Bob Baer is an associate scientist at Southern Illinois University who tracks solar flares. He says the best way to see the Northern Lights is to get as far away from city lights as possible.
In some places, you will see different colors. Red, pink, green are the most common. And if you're lucky, it looks like streaks or almost like a curtain with folds in it.
Baer says you might get a better view of the Northern Lights if you take pictures of them using the night mode on your cell phone. He also says there's a slight risk of problems caused by the solar flare.
Communications disruption is the most common effect of it. And I'm talking about the internet might go down for a little while. You could have issues with cell phone calls.
Baer says satellites and GPS might also be affected. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Gudas, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A plan to build a lithium battery manufacturing plant in the village of Manteno, south of Chicago, was up for discussion last night. Republican Congressman Darren LaHood says there are troubling links between Goshen, the Chinese Communist Party, and forced labor.
In recent filings, Goshen has claimed it was, quote, wholly owned and controlled by, unquote, its parent company, Goshen High Tech, which is headquartered in China. According to Goshen High Tech's own bylaws, the company is required to, quote, carry out party activities in accordance with the constitution of the Chinese Communist Party, unquote.
A planned Goshen plant in Michigan has also faced strong opposition. And several heavy metal bands have pulled out of a festival in Florida after it was announced that Kyle Rittenhouse would appear as a special guest. In 2 weeks, Shell Shock 2 is set to take place in Orlando. The 21-year-old made national headlines after shooting and killing two Black Lives Matter protesters and injuring a third in Kenosha back in 2020. He claimed self-defense and was acquitted of all charges. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mark Grody. Happy Friday, Mark.
Oh, happy Friday to you as well, Lisa. I think we all need Friday, and that is it for the Bears prep for the Carolina game this Sunday. And Bears head coach Matt Eberflus is fresh off the podium.
Looking forward to this competition for us to be a second week in a row in Soldier Field. In front of our fans, so excited about that part of it. I know guys are like playing at home and are excited about that part of it.
Well, they should be, and you'd think Matt Eberflus would sound even more excited because of the Bears. Guess what? They have won 7 straight games overall dating back to last year at Soldier Field, so they go for 8 in a row on the home turf this Sunday against the 1-3 Carolina Panthers. As far as the Bears injury report is looking official now, Tevin Jenkins and DeAndre Carter are both questionable for the game. Both are dealing with rib bruises. Zach Pickens and Terrell Smith, they are both out. They will not play. More good news on the injury report. Jervon Dexter, Cole Kmet, Montez Sweat, and Mercedes Lewis, all good to go, full participants. They will play on Sunday against Carolina. There is a Blackhawks game tonight, exhibition style, against Minnesota tonight. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670. The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBB.
The murders of a couple from Romeoville last September, along with their two young children, apparently involved a complicated plot, according to police records, hatched by a jilted woman.
32-year-old Alberto Rolone and his 38-year-old wife, Zoraida Bartolome, were shot to death along with their sons, 9-year-old Adriel and 7-year-old Diego. Police records obtained by Channel 7 indicate the wife had been having an affair with a man named Nathaniel Huey Jr., 32 years old, and his fiance, 50-year-old Ermeline De Palomo, found out. The records say she hatched the murder plot, creating a fake online persona, and over time convinced her fiancé, Huey Jr., that he was part of a criminal organization and that his lover was too, and that she was planning to attack him. So the report says they plotted the murders. Police questioned the couple a day after the discovery of the bodies. They were identified through phone records and information from license plate readers. Before they could be arrested, both fled and were involved in a crash during a police pursuit in Oklahoma. Huey Jr., according to police, shot Palomo to death and then killed himself. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.